Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, while we were speaking about the meeting that took place between our president and the U.S. president, I also mentioned in the first hour that there were reports that came out yesterday that we're going to be buying gas from the U.S.
Yep, we are. And this is part of the, how South Africa's capitulated to trying to ensure that we maintain some level of trade with the U.S. So this agreement has been noted in a letter that came from the presidency just yesterday. And it does highlight that this proposed deal is actually said to be worth around $1 billion a year. Now, for South Africans, the intensity and the importance of LNG gas essentially is quite significant, especially in South Africa where we do have the lack of power. Truth be told, though, there are some other alternative options that we could have pursued. If you do think about the likes of Sasol and a few other energy companies who do bring in LNG gas, there's also been a lot of exploration activity that's been taking place on the coastlines, but not enough really to solidify the level of demand that we actually have within the country for LNG. Now, what's also interesting about this particular agreement is that this is one of the avenues within which South Africa is trying to ensure that South Africa can still export vehicles which are manufactured or assembled here in South Africa to a market like the U.S. And if you think about the investment that's been made specifically around automobiles, think about the Ford Motor Company. They invested billions just over earlier this year. Think about the likes of BMW. 90% of the X3s that we assemble here in South Africa are shipped off to a market like the US and other markets in Europe. This does remain quite pertinent. And I guess one of the areas within which we've tried to ensure that there's a level of positivity in the trade negotiations. But we have yet to see how this does develop.
So yesterday, I was listening to your show. And I heard two CEOs that you had. The first one was CEO of Barloworld. And then immediately after that, you moved on to a CEO of Pick n Pay. Coincidentally enough, we've got results from both these companies. There's also results from African Bank and Altron. Tell us about that.
Yep, we had all four CEOs on the show last night. And tonight we have the CEO of Pepkor on the back of their results that will be coming through. But a quick one around all these companies. One thing they have in common is that they're all proudly South African businesses. All homegrown, started in terms of entrepreneurship and have been around for decades and some even well over a century. Very quickly with Pick n Pay, Sean Summers mentioned that he is going to stay on board till 2028. And that's largely to see through the strategy in order to right-size the business. They expect to break even by 2028. But for the moment, what we'll be experiencing as consumers is the shutting down of several Pick n Pay stores because he believes from a commercial point of view, there are just too many retail outlets that they have in South Africa that are not sustainable enough to actually contribute to the profitability of the business. Heavy investment, of course, when it comes from moving from brick to click, in his words, that's just a drive to ensure that they actually increase the level of e-commerce they see in the business. Let's touch on Altron. This is also a technology company that essentially started off making chips, electronic chips, for the likes of TV and radio supplies, at some point then developed transformers for Eskom, and now is a key leader when it comes to vehicle tracking systems under Netstar. They reported a beautiful profit, with headline earnings per share increasing by more than 73%, paid out a very pretty dividend to their shareholders, and are also looking for opportunities to expand, specifically when it comes to Netstar, in Southeast Asia as a market for growth. Barloworld, as we know, is a cyclical business, typically heavily invested in the equipment environment, and has since diversified post the pandemic into the consumables goods. If you think about things like gluten, wheat, and a few other GMO-free particular ingredients that go into the production of goods, that's where their ingrain business comes through. So far, we are seeing positive results coming through from that diversification strategy. But unfortunately, the sanctions on Russia make it difficult for them to move equipment in and out of that market. And coupled with that, also the challenges that we see within the mining fraternity in Southern Africa contributing to their weakness. Then Kennedy Bungane, KGB, made his way to the studios last night and he gave us some perspective on their earnings. They have about 6 million clients. That's double the population of Namibia. And if you contextualize that, they are looking at really thriving in terms of significant growth within the SME segment. That's on the back of the bolt-on acquisitions that they made just a few years ago, considering Sasfin Bank as well as Grinrod. But he also mentioned some increased financial services products just to ensure that they journey in the life of their customer, specifically for those with African cultural needs, everything from Amalobolo, financial payment structures for Umemel, Umemulo, Umabo, and many other features. That's set to be launched in the next couple of weeks. So overall, I guess solid results that we see from many South African companies that have shown a level of resilience, but also have evolved to meet the needs of their customers, despite the macroeconomic headwinds.
And what are the markets looking like?
Markets today will open up from just over 93,724 points. Currency-wise, we're still steady. Bear in mind the U.S. markets will reopen today after celebrating Memorial Day yesterday. 1788 is where we are to the greenback, 2423 to the British pound, and against the euro at 2034.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Goulet and Fulpi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.